Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lunish Basayim Yakashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Daf Kuvov. The Gemara speaks about the choker, the renter, who went and instead of planting wheat, he pounded barley. And the owner of the land said, if you would plant wheat, things would turn out better. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'tikzer oimer v'yokim loch. And explains Rashi, Masha tevakesh min ha-yoytzer, Yase, will you daven for Hashem for something? Yakshbo will do it for you. I daven to Hashem for wheat. You did barley, so that's why it got messed up. If you would plant wheat, it would work. So in Rashi, here we see a tremendous chiddush. We see when a person davens for something, that thing that he davened for, that's what's going to be answered. He's davening for wheat, he will be answered for wheat. He will not be answered for barley, even though it's the same field and it's the same planting, but he's planting something else, the davening not necessarily will be answered. And in the Tosfos, at the end of the Amud, Ramat Chalimiso, he adds another point. He says, if a person goes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, I want to daven for anything, that does not work. You have to be specific in your davening. You have to be very clear. You say, I want to daven for this, and this will be answered. If you answer for this, not for something else. And you cannot be too generic. You have to be very specific in your davening, and only then the davening will be answered. So a few horrors on this. Number one, really, there's a Zoyar in Parshas Vayishlach, Tafkuf Samech Tesa Mudalef, that says this point, regarding the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, that says, Hatzileinino miyad achi miyad Esav. Yaakov Avinu is very specific. Save me from my brother, from Esav. Say Chazal Sefer HaZoyar, from here we learn that someone who davens needs to be clear in his davening. He has to be mefarish his words clearly. And the Zohar goes on to say, the Hemshech HaPasuk is, Ki yori anoichi oisoi pin yavoi v'ikani mabodi. When Yaakov davens to Hashem, he has to explain why I'm davening to Hashem. Why do I want you to save me from Esau? Because I need to be saved, because he may come and kill me and my family. One has to explain himself and be very specific in his davening. That's what Chazal tells in Sefer HaZoyar. And the Meshechach ben Pashas Chukas says that the source for this is what's brought down, that when the Ummah that came to Ham Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Vayishma Knanim Elech Ored Yoshev HaNegev. So the Meshechach brings what says the Chazal, it wasn't a Knan, it was a Molech. But he's looked like Knan for me, because then Am Yisrael will daven for Knan, but they won't be answered because it's a Molech. So from here you see that if you daven for something but it's not the right thing, you're specifying, I want a Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help me from the Knanim, but they're not Knanim, they're Amalekim, so the davening is not being accepted. Says the Meshechach, when that's the source in our Gemara, that when you daven for wheat, you'll not be answered for barley. And the Sefer Divrei Torah of Munkach, Madur Gimel Ois Vov, he brings a machlokes between the Hasidim. He says that that terrorist Tzvi of Zidichov said that the Pasuk says, Kaveh Lashem, Chazak HaMetzvach Kaveh Lashem. What's Kaveh Lashem? You hope to Hashem. But why are we using the word Kaveh? So he says, because you need to do Kaveh Lashem Kav. Kav is a line. You have to be very specific. This is what I want. I'm pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, this is what I need. But then he says in the name of Kodesh Echot, and the footnotes, they say, it's Rebuni Yibshischa, that he says, that we don't have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu suggestions. We don't have to explain to Hashem what we need exactly. Just say, I need Yeshua, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and Moshia you, based on the fact that he knows what you need. So says the Munkach Rebbe, you see, from our Gemara, a raya to the first Shito, to that Teretz Tzvi, that you need to be very specific in your davening. Because even though a person does not have any specific need, he wants to have a tzlach in his field. Does he care if it's wheat or barley? Whatever is more successful. But because he said wheat, so then he's got success only in wheat and not in barley. So raya to the Teretz Tzvi, you have to be kaveh l'shem, l'shakav, very specific in what you're trying to say. So says the Divrei Torah, that ef shaloymar, that maybe that's not a good raya for Bar Gemara. Because if possible, if a person davens a generic way, his tefillah will be miskabel. But just happens to be that he davened on wheat and he did not daven on barley. But if you daven generic, maybe both will be answered. But the Chur, the Tosfos we just mentioned, is clearly not like that. Tosfos says clearly that not only if you daven on one, you don't answer the other. If you're too generic, you won't be answered at all. And the Tiferes Shloimeh on Rosh Hashanah, page Peites, goes and says that according to this, that this is the pshat in the pasuk. Achas shahalti meis Hashem oisu avakesh, shifti beis Hashem kol yemei chaye. It says, based on the Torah, you have to ask something very specific. But if you're smart, you'll ask something, one specific thing that includes everything. What's the one specific thing you can ask that includes everything? Daven for avodas Hashem v'yirat shamayim. Ki lo yisechsa kol bo. Ein machsor le'ireyov. When a person is avodas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that everything else taken care of him. So that's what David Melech says. Achas shalti meis Hashem, I'll only ask you one thing. Shifti beis Hashem kol yemei chayei. I want to be in avodas Hashem. Mimeo, that includes Kishbol, given Parnaso and Gezun, Ternachas, so you'll be able to be in avodas Hashem without any disturbance. Anyone who wants to join, Shamachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shamachshava@gmail.com.